Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Hadass Kuznets with Marcy Turney, and we are approaching Christmas. So, of course, what is there to talk about but the Feast of the Seven Fishes, which you are once again doing at Little Nona's, 1234 Locust Street. So, hello, Marcy.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. And tell me a little bit about why you guys decided to take on the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
So, we've been open since 2013, and we've done it every year right before Christmas. It's a deep Italian American tradition. Different households, you know, have their own signature way. Sometimes it is two or three fish done seven different ways. If you're really creative and ambitious, it's seven different fish. For us, it was like a great celebration of the holiday, doing seven different dishes and just showcasing like what we can do best.
For a chef, that must be like a real challenge.
It's an exciting challenge.
That's good. We were speaking before we turned on the mics, and you were telling me that you don't have an Italian connection.
I do not.
So what inspired you to like take on this family tradition?
For me, I've been in Philadelphia since 1988. So a lot of my friends are Italian American. You hear just all kinds of traditions, you know, waking up on a Sunday when grandma's frying meatballs or playing Frank Sinatra or Feast of the Italian Fishes. I think I want to be Italian American, actually, deep inside.
I feel like with every restaurant you open, I feel like you are that. Or what you are, because, you know,
right.
Like, I mean, I know you do Little Nona so well with the meatballs and everything and the gravy. And
maybe it's just because I grew up in the Midwest and, you know, I'm from Wisconsin where we'll go back out there and there's supper clubs and the garnish is a piece of kale still. And I'm like, can I get a bowl of this? And they look at me like I'm crazy. So
you want to like take it all in.
And yeah. So I just love learning about different cultures and different cuisines. And the traditions, especially here in South Philly, are just so, they're deep rooted. They're passionate. They're comical. It is like there's big personalities and I love it.
All right. So taking on the Feast of the Seven Fishes. Mm-hmm. What kind of research did you have to do before you started this endeavor?
I mean, even before, just for Little Nona's and Feast of the Seven Fishes, looking up famous restaurant like Rao's in New York and Patsy's. We do a dinner every year like Frank Sinatra's for his birthday, his favorite foods. So you just kind of research, you know, this Italian American, what are the traditions? I'll ask friends, what does their grandmother or mother make? And then I just kind of take all this information and get to be creative, and it's exciting. And at Nona's, we have seven different fishes. We also will mix meat into it. Sometimes that was the whole, you know, thing was not to eat meat, you know, right before the holiday. But we, you know, for me, I want some guanciale with some, you know, calamari and stuff like that. So
do it like your way.
I do. Yeah, it's my way. I mean, the first dish is baked oysters sumodo, and sumodo means my way. So I'm just going to start you off,
like, let you know that this is the Marcy Turney Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Right.
You want to go down the menu? Let's talk about the menu.
Sure. So, I mean, you come in and it's served family style and you get seven different dishes and it's over three courses. With a first course, we call it from the chef. So you get baked oysters sumodo, and this is oyster with oregano breadcrumbs, a celery root puree, and sizzling pancetta on top. And that's just something pop in your mouth, and that's like a little starter. And then we send out three dishes that you have family style for the first course. Bacala, you can't do seven fishes if you don't have bacala.
In all the years that I've been doing this segment, it's all about the bacala.
That's right. So that's...
Explain what bacala is.
Bacala is salt cod, and it's you soak it, and then you cook it with milk, and you whip it with potato. And we have garlic, olive oil in there as well. We serve it with some blistered tomatoes and some bread, and you're just sopping up the olive oil and this, like, whipped salt cod potato puree.
How long does it take to prepare the bacala?
It takes 3 days just to soak. So you soak it, and then you rinse, and you soak again. Just because it's salt cured fish, cod. So you have to get that salt out. So you're kind of rehydrating it. So it's a 4-day process.
Can you give us a little, like, I don't know, tips on the bacala? Because I feel like I want to focus on this bacala. Any
sure.
Italian that has talked about Feast of the Seven Fishes is like, it's all about the bacala.
Right.
All right. So give us some tips, maybe a recipe if you want to divulge.
Sure, I can give you a little kind of, you know, thing. So we get our salt cod from Samuels and Sons. It comes, it's dried. It's salt dried. So you take it and you soak it in some water and milk. Rinse it out. Do it again. Repeat that for 3 days. We then take, it's like kind of making mashed potatoes, but pick Idaho potatoes. Don't pick a potato that gets gummy. And we boil some potatoes and we do that in some cream, some garlic and shallots, a thyme sprig, salt and pepper. You need salt in your food. And it's like making mashed potatoes. Pull out the thyme sprig. We mash that up. And then we also take and we flake salt cod that we've taken. Now it's been soaking for 3 days. We cook that in a little bit of a cream mixture and some aromatics in there as well. Just put it in the oven. It kind of like poaches in there, so to speak. Take that out, flake that in. And it's like you're making mashed potatoes with salt cod in it, basically. That's the easiest way for me to describe it.
Does it look like mashed potatoes fish or something?
Yeah. And we take it and we, you know, we whip it so it's smooth. But yeah, I mean, that's the easiest way to describe it is awesome mashed potatoes with salt cod in it.
Some people do wasabi mashed potatoes. You do bacala mashed potatoes.
Bacala mashed potatoes.
All right, let's keep going down that menu.
And then, all right, so for this first course, there's three different dishes, the bacala al forno. We do a warm seafood salad. So we have calamari, shrimp, mussels, scallops, pickled Calabrian chili. I love celery hearts and celery heart leaves, scarlet radishes, and then we do a zesty Italian dressing. And when all the seafood is warm, it's poached individually. We do it in flavorful liquids. We grill the calamari. That's the only thing that's grilled. And then we put that into the chilled seafood, and so it becomes warm. All the fresh garnishes go in, zesty Italian dressing, lemon, olive oil, fresh herbs, and we dish that up. And that's one of my favorites.
So is that considered just the salad in itself? Is that considered one fish or two or three?
It should be considered four.
It should be considered four.
So this is
four.
11, Feast of the 11 Fishes.
Okay. Count that as one, but you're getting four.
Yep. And then we also, in this course, you're going to get Fritto Misto. So Fritto Misto is crispy fried seafood in this case. So we do cod, calamari. We also do some baby artichokes and zucchini, and then we serve it with a preserved lemon aioli and grate some Parmesan on top. So for me, like doing a menu, I think about, you know, you start with a little bite, and then I also think about like texture, stuff that is warm, stuff that is chilled, stuff that is crispy and fried, and you're kind of building up. So that's the first course of three dishes. And then the second course has two dishes. And we do grilled octopus, and we serve that with charred radicchio, some shaved fennel, soppressata, smoked garlic aioli on the bottom of the plate, and a broccoli rabe pesto. And then the other dish that will come in that second course is shrimp scampi. Can't have it without some shrimp scampi, right? Which garlic shrimp. So we serve the shrimp scampi over rosemary white beans, extra virgin olive oil, garlic, and lemon. This is a super simple, classic dish. Lots of garlic. Third course, you have to have pasta. So we do a spaghetti alla vacca. And in the alla vacca sauce, it's Sammarzano tomatoes, a little bit of vodka, a touch of cream. And we serve that with the spaghetti. And then we take some fresh Maryland crab at the end and just toss it into the spaghetti. So it just warms through. Garlic rabe, chili, and lemon. Pretty simple. And then the last dish is branzino. We do a branzino piccata. So it's a filleted branzino, skin on. We crisp the skin on the plancha, and we serve it over some seared Romanesco cauliflower, and the sauce is capers, pickled raisins, and a white wine herb sauce, and of course garlic in there.
So even with that crazy salad with the four different fishes, I'm counting eight fishes.
So we've got,
let's start, oysters.
We got oysters, bacala, calamari, shrimp, mussel, scallops.
You're up to six already.
Cod, and then we repeat calamari. Octopus, shrimp, repeating again. Crab, so it's actually 10, branzino.
Branzino. So you went for the extra credit.
Your buck.
You went for the extra credit.
Yeah.
So if you don't like a fish, which I don't know why anybody would not like something that you made, but if you've got 10 to choose from.
Yes.
That's amazing.
And if people are traditionalists and they don't want any kind of meat, we are able to leave that out of the dishes as well.
So do you know, can you explain some of the traditions that you've learned about why the Feast of the Seven Fishes came to be?
I mean, what I've read is it's just night before a holiday, abstinence from meat. Why it became seven and the number seven, there's seven sins. I think the number seven's mentioned over 700 times in the Bible. There's all these, like, no one really can put their finger on that. And some people will do, like, I was talking to a couple people that I know, a couple friends, and all of a sudden you'll have, like, you know, Aunt Myra doesn't like seafood. Well, you don't want to throw a wrench in everyone's holiday. So then they will have also other dishes, spaghetti and meatballs, or they'll have, you know, different meat kind of dishes and seafood and pasta, of course. And some people will have no seafood and they haven't done this tradition. So it's, you know,
like the feast before the feast.
Yeah, the feast before the feast. Exactly. But anything, I think anything to do seven different dishes with, like, and try and do seven different, you know, types of seafood is, and just to learn about a culture, it's super exciting. And to be like, I love the, like, I love talking about Little Nona's. It's a red gravy joint, I say. And I love that.
Yeah. Anybody that's Italian from South Philly knows what that means.
Yeah. Little Nona's, it's definitely, it's like a throwback restaurant. The decor is all throw, you know, you go out into our garden and we were talking earlier and there's a clothesline and it's like all these old school, like, Nona's aprons are hanging on there. And it's just like a comforting, you get a glass of wine and nice bowl of pasta and I want to sit in the garden and just hang out and relax.
So this is your big fancy meal at
Little
Nona's.
Yeah, this is fancy, yeah.
The big fancy.
This is a big fancy meal.
The big fancy meal. Tell us the details. How do you register? How early do you need to know? You're taking reservations. How much does it cost? All that stuff.
Right. We're taking reservations and you can go, you can call the restaurant for reservations or go on Open Table. It's $50 per person. It is being done from Wednesday, December 19th until Sunday, December 23rd. We also will be serving our regular menu. You don't have to do this, but most people do. And I think it's a lot of food. It's a great way to, like, get some friends together from work or your family and have some bottles of wine and just enjoy the night and just taste seven different things.
$50 a person.
Yep.
For all that. Well, Restaurant week is 35.
Yeah.
So
yeah, exactly.
$50 actually.
No one ever leaves my restaurants and says they're still hungry. Let me just say that.
Yes. Yes. So are you guys closed on Christmas? Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. So this is your Christmas
this
at
is
the
our
restaurant.
Shebang here, yep.
Shebang, the big thing.
The big shebang.
It's so ambitious for you to, like, do this. Then you also have the regular menu. What's the, like, the biggest group you've ever done for the Feast of the Seven Fishes?
The biggest group?
This calls for a group.
Yeah. I mean, there are times that we, depending on the weather, now this isn't saying that the garden is open, but we have had in the winter, you know, someone wants a party of 15 people and we have heaters out there and we'll do something like crazy like that. Nona's is a very small restaurant inside. When the weather is cold, it's 40 seats. So you need to make reservations.
Have you ever taken up the whole restaurant for one party for Feast of the Seven Fishes?
No.
Not yet.
Yeah, no. That would require a buyout of the restaurant, which we've done that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you like best about preparing the Feast of the Seven Fishes?
I think it for the kitchen, it's fun because it's something different. I treat it all as each station gets kind of one to two specials. Like that's how I, because they'll kind of be like, we're going to do seven different things. And I'm like, just everybody calm down. It's like you're running a special tonight. And they get excited to cook something different. And on this night, we'll be playing like Sinatra and we play the old school, you know, music. It's just, it's a good, like, it's just a good feeling in Little Nona's always. And it's, people will come in, it will be like a grandmother, a mother, you know, like three generations, four generations. People love bringing their grandma there, but they love bringing their date there, you know? So it's like a special restaurant like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. All right, tell me about the fishes. How do you, like, what do you like to cook? Tell me about, I know that you were saying you consider the different textures. Tell me about what you enjoy and what you think of when you put this menu together.
I mean, what I first think of is we always do a from the chef, we call it. So it's a little bite. So that has to be something small. So we like to do baked clam or baked oyster we're doing this year. And then you're building, you know, things that are kind of salad or appetizer are the next course. Within that course, the warm seafood salad, there's a lot of freshness and crisp vegetables. The Frito Misto is fried, so that's your fried element with simple, you know, aioli and lemon. And then we have that bacalao forno, so that comes with some toasted bread. So that's a good mix of kind of just conversation starters. You know, you're enjoying your wine, you're talking about your day, and, you know, you're just enjoying yourself. And then the next course, we start to get a little bit bigger flavors. You know, the scampi, lots of garlic, olive oil and lemon and chili, and then the grilled octopus. And then the third course is where we bring the pasta and kind of the final fish dish in. I just think about texture and what makes sense for a menu.
What's the most difficult and the easiest one to bring out?
To bring out?
Well, not to bring out, to like to cook.
I mean, the most time consuming is the bacalao. It's a 4-day process.
But it's mandatory.
It's mandatory. And it takes a lot of preparation, but it's really easy in the turnout because we put it in a little ceramic dish and it gets a little bit crusty on the top and, you know, a glug of olive oil on top. I mean, that's just, I want to eat that right now.
Me too.
Yeah, it's more in the like, I mean, it's a balance. Like the warm seafood salad, it's a lot of preparation. Each seafood is poached at a different amount of time. So it's a lot of prep, but then it all comes together kind of quickly and effortlessly. I can't say the word effortlessly, you know, on the line.
I'm thinking that must be like tough though, because you're only doing it for a limited amount of time. This is a huge meal. Mm-hmm. And you got to get it right. It's all about timing, it seems.
Yeah. I mean, that's my job. I think about, I have 5 stations. One person can't do 5 of these dishes. I have to break it up. So it has to make sense from standpoint of the restaurant and the function.
You bring in extra staff for this?
No.
You just do it with the people that you have?
No. I got great staff.
That's amazing.
People are like, how do you run 5 restaurants? I'm like, because I have awesome people.
Are you spending Feast of the Seven Fishes at Little Nona's, though? Because you do have 7 restaurants.
I'll be there. Yes. I'm always there to make sure everything is going smooth.
This is a big
deal.
Yeah,
it's a big deal. And I also want to eat it. Well, Val and I will be there eating it the first night.
Nice. Right. You got to test it out.
Yeah.
What's the most difficult part about doing it?
Just being organized in the prep. But at this point, I mean, we've been doing this for, this is our 5th year, I think. I have my prep list. Every year it changes. We'll change a couple dishes. But I have the recipes from these 5 years. So it's really recipes and organization. And that's what I love. I love like organizing stuff like this.
That's why you're so successful.
Ship will not sink. We will get it done.
I wonder what you've like just notebooks and notebooks full of lists.
Don't even know.
Menu, recipes. And
I have a file cabinet at home and it has like, there's a drawer that's Mexican, Mediterranean, Indian. I have, you know, I just different cuisines I love and going through. I love magazines. I love looking at dishes and I collect cookbooks, but mostly for the pictures just to see stuff. You know, that's like, I love seeing and reading about different cultures, but I love looking at food.
Traveling with you and Val must be amazing. what are you most looking forward to for the Feast of the 7 Fishes at Little Nona's?
What am I most looking forward to?
Yeah, what do you like best about it?
I love when it's just busy and you look out and it's a small dining room and you just see happy people and it's an open kitchen. People will come up and they'll talk to me and everything was great. And hopefully they're saying everything was great.
Hopefully.
You know, and just seeing, you know, familiar faces. We have been successful because people of the neighborhood and of Philly, I'll see them in the store at open house, and then I'll see them at night eating 7 fishes. And that is what has made us successful.
All right. If people want more information about your Feast of the 7 Fishes, or if they want to make reservations, where can they go?
They can go to littlenonas.com, and there's a little icon that'll talk about 7 fishes and give you all the information and link you where you would go to make a reservation.
All right. Marcy Turney, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.